Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Wednesday, June 23rd. The expansion of the popular Clyde Warren Park is moving forward following approval of a measure by the Dallas City Council. But as KRLD's Austin York tells us, the move came with a warning.
The measure includes money to facilitate the expansion that will include 1.5 acres of new deck park over Woodall-Rogers Freeway, with a multi-purpose building and restrooms. Councilman Omar Narvaez says the park has definitely been an economic plus.
What I'm most excited about is the green space that will be added to downtown and especially across a freeway.
But Councilman Jesse Moreno told council members if they build it, they have to take care of it.
We see the ribbon cuttings, we see the great partnerships, but I do have concerns when it comes to those maintenance dollars. I would support us looking deeper into this, making sure that it is something that we can fit into our budget.
The city manager added the building has never been a problem for the city of Dallas, but maintenance often has been. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Frisco City Council, Community Development Corporation, and school board are working together to make a massive performing arts center a reality. It will take up 5 acres at Hall Park and has an estimated cost of around $130 million total.
It is a true win-win-win for the public here in Frisco, Texas, our taxpayers here, not just from the economic impact that it's going to bring, but certainly the halo effect that it's going to continue to create around this area.
Frisco Mayor Jeff Chaney called the project a win-win-win during a special city council meeting right before officials unanimously approved the master development agreement. The design process for the center is set to begin in January. A change at the top at Southwest Airlines. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has announced that Bob Jordan will be its new CEO effective February 1st, 2022. Jordan will succeed Gary Kelly, who has been CEO since 2004, and will transition into the role of executive chairman. KRLD business analyst David Johnson says he does not expect Jordan to serve as CEO as long as Kelly has.
Gary is 66, Jordan is 60, so we may not have another 14-year run like this.
Jordan's been with the airline since 1988 and is currently the executive vice president of corporate services. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And David Johnson will speak with Gary Kelly on the CEO Spotlight tonight at 6:20 right here on KRLD. The cities of Dallas and Mesquite will work with Dallas County and nonprofits to try to reduce the area's homeless population. The Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, Peter Brodsky, says they're all working together to find homes for 2,600 people. He says this program will take people off the street, but it can also give North Texas time to solve a long-term problem.
We need more affordable housing in the city of Dallas. We need more affordable housing all over the place. It's not just Dallas that struggles with that. We need to come up with policies and procedures that will spark more development of that housing.
The Dallas Real-Time Rapid Rehousing Initiative will provide a year of rental assistance to 2,000 people and permanent housing vouchers to the other 600. Those 600 are considered chronically homeless and will also get access to medical and mental health care. Money for the project will come from local governments, the American Rescue Plan, and private donations. Governor Abbott vetoed a dating violence education bill that had bipartisan support. The proposal, the Christine Bluebaugh Act, is named after a Grand Prairie teen killed 21 years ago by her ex-boyfriend. Christine's twin sister, Dawn, says the bill would have required middle and high school students in Texas to learn about family and dating violence and ways to prevent it.
We need to prepare our children to have the knowledge of what to do and how to handle certain situations, because there were things that I saw before my sister was murdered, and I didn't know that they were signs. So many things that led up to it.
Governor Abbott vetoed it because it didn't have a provision to allow parents to opt out of instruction. Supporters are calling for Abbott to take up the bill again in special session. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are dropping, but health officials in North Texas are worried about a variant they say could lead to a resurgence later this year.
The CDC says the Delta variant now accounts for about 1 in 5 COVID-19 cases across the country. Dallas County Health Director Phil Wong says that variant spreads more easily and can also hit young people harder. He says younger people also now represent a larger percentage of COVID patients in the hospital.
If they don't get vaccinated, there is, you know, this possibility of being hospitalized and severe illness from COVID still. That's what we're seeing in the hospitals now.
Wong says the county will soon wrap up vaccinations at Fair Park, but Dallas County is still working with Parkland Hospital, churches, and other groups to offer the vaccine.
We're trying to make it as available as possible, and if some groups identify some place where we can now go, let us know. We've got teams that can be sent out.
44% of Dallas County residents are now fully vaccinated, 46% in Tarrant County. 48% of all Texans are fully vaccinated. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
An animal rights activist says a spike in animal cruelty indictments could be a reflection of short tempers during the pandemic. A Dallas County grand jury has indicted 6 people on animal abuse charges in separate cases. Jeremy Boss, president of the Doughty Ferry Animal Commission, is glad to see the cases going to trial, and he credits Dallas police with stepping up enforcement.
The animal cruelty unit has stepped up and started doing investigations and prosecuting and then getting people indicted for being cruel to animals.
The indictments accuse the offenders of shooting, beating, and choking the dogs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.